Hello, this is Radio Kate, and this is my first night at the Zyzix base, where we are for this spaceward bound trip. I'm whispering because it's 1:30 in the morning, and we really should be asleep. We've got a long day tomorrow, I'm sure, full of exciting things. Today has been somewhat of an adventure. We started off at the Ames Research Centre, got into the big white government vans, and started our 8-hour journey down to this base in the Mojave Desert. There was much excitement from the drivers with their walkie-talkies shouting, "Come in, Saturn V, how are we doing, Storm Chaser?" I'm not sure I ever worked out what our vehicle was called.
Falcon.
Oh, apparently we were Falcon. Okay, this is good. This is one of my roommates. Let me quickly introduce you. We've got Leah down here.
Hello.
And across on the other top bunk, hoping not to fall out like me, is Meredith.
I'm not actually Australian.
She's not Australian. Anyway, Saturn V, halfway down the journey, it was just an average family car, had a bit of trouble and almost kind of blew up, which was a bit of an issue, really, given that we're only about 5 hours into the journey. So while we were waiting for the emergency services or the roadside assistance people, the rest of us piled out of our vans, climbed through a barbed wire fence, and went to climb some rocks, which was excellent. We just sort of ran through this amazing valley, which had grass and wildflowers and lots of California poppies and some horrible spiny things which kept getting caught in my socks. It turned out that the car was a little bit irredeemable, so we piled a load more stuff into our van, and Meredith and I spent the rest of the journey sitting with a little desert rover robot in between us, which was quite cool, with a nice little NASA sticker on it. We finally rocked up here about 10.5 hours later than we began the journey, and had some food. And this place, Zyzix Space, it's about 2 hours from Las Vegas. You can see all the traffic coming back from there. And we went exploring because it used to be a spa set up, as far as I can tell, by some kind of fraudster who claimed it was a natural heated spring, but actually was paying lots of money to heat the pools himself. So we went on a little sort of ghosty walk with our torches in the darkness to see the empty baths, and that was quite exciting. And we've just been playing with cameras and the night sky and taking photographs across the pool, which is in front of the base, with palm trees and kind of salt flat across the way. It's very nice. Anyway, I should probably go. I can't upload this because we're only allowed a single megabyte of traffic, I think, on the internet per day, until 2 a.m. anyway. If not, we get completely shut down. So I should probably stop complaining about my broadband speeds at home, really. Okay, well, that's all until tomorrow, I guess. Goodbye.